case number 11,311, Donald and Sharon Cohey, southerly corner of Road 312 River Road and Point View Road near Oak Orchard and north of Indian River Bay. Tax map ID is District 234, map 34.10, parcel 77. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Pamela McDonald, 31200 Phillips Branch Road, Hudson, Delaware, 1951.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir.
Just for the record, it appears that the owners of this property, the Coheys, have been clients of our firm, so I don't know that it will necessarily create a conflict of interest, but in the event that it appears that one has come up, I'd ask that the board refer any questions to Vince Robertson.
All right, thank you for that.
Good evening, John.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hello. I'm Pam McDonald with Delcos Design and Build. I'm the contractor here on behalf of Donald and Sharon Cohey. We are requesting actually just a side yard variance setback. What we have right now currently is a 14x20 existing garage. We'd like to demolish that garage and erect a 24x30 garage in its place. The current garage is over 30 years old. At the time the property was developed, there were no setback requirements. Therefore, it is currently sitting within the building setback requirements as it stands now. And I believe within the application you have copies of all the photographs that I submitted, as well as a sketch of the garage itself, and indeed a copy of a plat, if you will, with all the proposed construction that we're thinking about doing. There is also currently a photograph of the existing garage, which is this green one in the photograph.
Yeah. You say this is for a garage?
It is.
And you said there's only one setback you want?
Yes.
The side yard.
Even though the existing garage does impede both the side and the rear, when we demolish that, we are willing to move back the new garage.
You're
going to
move it back to 40
yes,
feet?
Yes, to the, yep.
Okay.
Yep,
I just
so
want to get that clear and on the record.
Yes, thank you very much. So, indeed, the existing garage impedes on both setbacks. It currently sits 4.3 feet from the side property line, 7.9 from the rear property line. What we'd like to do is move that back so we follow within the 10-foot rear property line. And keep it 5 feet off the side. So we need a 5-foot encroachment. So in regards to the application itself, indeed the lot is actually very unique. This lot is combined plat of 2 1/2 original lots. The lots were combined prior to the ownership. The house was in place, as was the garage and a few other outbuildings prior to the current ownership.
Mm-hmm.
There really is no other place for the garage to be placed. We have a semicircular driveway.
Oh, okay.
And to place it on the right side of the garage, the right side of that semicircular driveway would impede entrance to the house as well as entrance to the driveway itself. There's also a private rope ramp on the property. If we were to move the garage in the opposite direction of the property line, we would be interfering with access to that boat ramp.
Okay. But, ma'am, it says here that your request is for a pole building, setback for the pole building. You said a garage?
It's a pole building garage, yes. We are erecting it as a pole building as opposed to a footer foundation. It'll be a monolithic pour with posts, covered in siding, however, to match the renovations that are going on with the house.
Oh, okay.
It will be used as a garage, however.
So you're going to move it, but...
We're actually going to demolish what's there and build a brand
new one.
Demolish
what's there,
yes.
And rebuild, and you...
And make it larger.
Make it larger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Make it larger.
Make it larger, yes, in a pole building style, that is correct.
All right, thank you for that.
And something else to mention in regards to what might be a practical difficulty besides the public rope ramp, there is also the sewer clean-out line that runs out to the manhole closest on the street of River Road. If we were to even attempt to move that garage in the opposite direction of the property line, the homeowner would incur some excessive fees to relocate that clean-out line as well. So we're trying to just... make it as simple as possible.
Okay.
There is also a letter of support within the application as well from the homeowner that's adjacent to the property on the right. Mm-hmm. The lot to the left is actually an abandoned piece of property that's been vacant for almost 10 years.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board at this time? We'll start with Mr. Rickards.
Yeah, no questions.
No questions? Mr. Mills?
Yes, I want to make sure I understand what the request is. There's currently two structures on that side of the property.
Are you looking at this photograph?
I'm looking at the survey. Yes.
Yes.
And there, to the left, as we look at it, there's two structures.
Yes, there is another shed to the rear.
They're both going to be removed.
The smaller shed is going to remain in place.
Well, how are you going to meet a 40-foot setback in the front if you leave that shed there?
The property line runs out into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Your shed is 43 and a half feet back, the other shed? Is that what you're saying? It's 43.5 feet back?
According to the survey, it's 43 and a half feet from the front property line.
Right.
So if you're going to meet the setback, that means you're going to lay this new pole building over top of that old shed.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
No. Mr. Cohey, you may come. Actually, the property line itself runs out into the water past the existing bulkhead. It's well past.
So you're suggesting that the front of the property
the
is
front of the
water.
Property is actually the water side.
The
yes,
rear
that is
of the
correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I should have clarified that in the beginning.
Is that true
yes.
in that area?
Okay. And
the rear side of the property, believe it or not, is what's facing the road, is what is on the roadside.
Okay. And so you're going to meet the rear setback requirement?
Correct.
Okay. And so, therefore, the new building will be from the shed towards the rear of the property?
Correct.
Okay. And instead of being 4.3 feet from the property line, it will be
five feet.
So the request of the variance is for 5 feet.
Correct.
On the side.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay.
There is no rear variance request.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. How do you determine that the water is your frontage?
That was done from a survey that the homeowners had done probably, it was at least 4 years ago.
Do you have a copy of that survey that would show that?
I'm going to say, I don't I'm not familiar with. Maybe our secretary.
We have a note on here. It says map attached to show rear setback on road and front is on the water. However, Lawrence has put on here that they are requesting a 30-foot variance from the required 40-foot setback for a front for the front
right.
the pole building.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong here.
And Lawrence reviewed this after who took the application wrote this. So I don't know if
it looks to me like, and you're in the office, so you would know, Ms. Thibodeau, but it looks to me like when this was brought in, that maybe this notation was made on there, and then upon further review before it was published for advertising, that it was mentioned that actually what is being sought is a 30-foot front yard setback for the pole building, a 5.9 setback for the pole building from the side, and a 7.2 setback from the dwelling addition for the front yard.
Yeah, those notes actually were on the paperwork in planning and zoning. When I submitted the application for the variance, I actually had to have Jeff review for wind and high velocity and flood for the addition on the house, and it was noted at that time that the rear yard is on the River Road side and the front yard is the water side.
River Road, okay.
Okay.
Well, it looks to me, from looking at the application, again, Ms. Thibodeau or Ms. Norwood, if I'm incorrect, it looks to me like what's being sought is a 30-foot front yard setback, a 5.9 side yard setback, and a 7.2 front yard setback, rather than just the side yard setback.
Correct.
Okay. And that's how it was.
That looks like when Lawrence reviews everything that is taken, it looks like he determined that your front was River Road and that your rear, for setback purposes,
mm-hmm.
and that your rear was 20. but without him here to specifically ask.
Yeah, we can always leave the hearing open for clarification.
Let's leave this.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Lawrence made that determination, I was never notified by planning and zoning.
Jeff doesn't review setbacks.
Understood, but again, if that was the determination made, right, Lawrence never, I was never notified by anybody in planning and zoning, Lawrence or anybody else, that indeed the setback clarification.
Because you were already applying. The only reason he would have notified you is he didn't need it.
Understood.
Ms. Thibodeau, would it make sense to look at the zoning map or the tax map to verify what we're looking at here?
If it's written on there that the front is the water, Lawrence would have noted it on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go pull the map.
I'm just, from a clarification perspective, I'm just wondering if that would be beneficial to the board.
I'm somewhat confused. But anyway, Mr. Mills, you have another question?
Yeah, I have more questions. Mm-hmm. There are 5 standards for granting a variance. Can you address those for us?
Sure. Okay, so in reviewing the application, based on my understanding as far as where the property lines were concerned, the variance that we are requesting is the least modification possible that we need. We are not requesting a rear, what I understand to be the rear setback, only the side. Even though the existing garage does impede to both, we're willing to move that garage back, so we're 10 feet from the rear property line. It is necessary to afford relief. The only other options for garage placement are either at a substantial cost to the homeowner when we get involved with moving the clean out from the sewer to the manhole. And it's not viable in regards to location, safety, or practical use. Again, if we were to put it over to another side of the property, we'd be interfering with the driveway itself as well as access to the home and either one of the front doors. Question C, and I went out of order and I do apologize, is actually the same as question A. I think we did address the uniqueness of the property in the fact that it was 2 1/2 lots originally combined into one. Placement of the house as well as the garage was done prior to the current ownership as well as before any setback requirements were regulated in this particular area of Millsboro. The private boat ramp access, as I mentioned before, would not allow us to move the garage any further towards the house as opposed to towards the property line. We're putting the garage almost exactly where it currently is, albeit it's going to be a bigger structure. Let's see. The property could only be developed in strict conformity if the garage was not included or if the garage was considerably smaller. Neither one of those options are viable for the homeowner. Quite frankly, if we were to go 14 by 20, we still would be interfering 14 by 20 and conforming to 10 feet on the side, 10 feet on the rear, we still would be interfering with the sewer line, which would be an excessive cost to the homeowner. Smaller size garage or no garage doesn't allow necessary storage necessary for the homeowner. They've owned this property for over 10 years. They've gotten accustomed to what the current garage allows them. Their family has grown over the years. They require some more storage, some more practical use. However, that's what the main reason for enlarging the garage itself is. Whether it's boats that are going up the private boat ramp, vehicle storage, other personal belongings, whatnot. The difficulty was not created by the homeowner. As I said, everything was designed prior to the Cohees taking ownership of the property. The existing garage, again, was in place prior as well. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. They're doing some additional renovations to the home to build a new garage modernize it as opposed to what is there in existence already, would stay in conformity with the neighborhood. There have been several other developments in property itself, not developments of housing neighborhoods, where homes have been renovated and made a little more modern and current. The precedent, I feel, has been set in that the existing garage already impedes those setbacks, has been there for over 30 years. The neighboring lot adjacent to the property as well has an existing garage, which impedes what the current setbacks are. So it really isn't interfering with conformity as far as the neighborhood is concerned. It would not appear appropriate use for development of the adjacent property. As I mentioned before, the property to the left, it has been abandoned for several years. The property to the right has been developed as much as it possibly can. So they have no further room or space to do anything there. Let's see. The variance is not detrimental to public welfare. In fact, placing the garage within the rear setback actually ensures the safety of the homeowner, because we are pushing it back a little further off the road. Also ensures safety of the other residents of the community and anybody traveling on River Road. There's no environmental issues with placing the new garage. Luckily, if we were to do that, we would not have to dig up anything else in regards to sewer line, interfere with anything with the boat ramp. Any further interruption to the driveway would be eliminated if we could achieve that setback grant. And unfortunately, I did page 3 first, and I'm so sorry. It does represent the least modification possible, and it is necessary to afford relief for the homeowner.
Not a problem.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
No other questions.
Any further?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I just see Ms. Thibodeau has returned.
I pulled the tax map, and the water side, it does appear, is 30 foot on the front, and it has off of Route 312 that the rear is 10 feet. So what we would normally call the front is the rear, and the water side is the front for this lot and two lots on the other side of it.
And that's been determined by Mr. Lank. Okay.
Yes.
That has been determined, predetermined. Okay.
Okay, that's the question I needed answered.
So just to be clear, what's being sought, Ms. Thibodeau, is a 5-foot variance from the 10-yard side yard setback for a pole building. As stated on the application.
10-foot.
Less than 5 foot from the 10-foot side yard, right?
Because you did say that you're going to meet the 10-foot.
Yes, we will meet the 10-foot setback for the rear.
If they meet the 10-foot for the rear,
right?
Then they would only need the
5-foot side yard.
5 foot.
Yeah, 5.9.
Side yard.
Okay. 5. She said it'd be 5 feet from the line.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Need 5 foot.
Okay.
Thank you. Not through that. Thank you.
And answered all your questions, everybody. Okay. And then hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have one letter.
And one letter?
With the application.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I obviously there's a uniqueness about this property with its front and rear being such. I think the applicant has made a convincing argument that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, a small garage as it is does not store very much, and certainly probably not a car. Modernizing the property is something we all desire to do from time to time, and and this has been done in considered in character of the neighborhood. The applicant obviously didn't lay out the lot, nor the location of the boat ramp, or the location of the septic cleanout or sewer cleanout, and I think that they're asking for a minimum to afford some relief. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,311.
Excuse me. I have a second to that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,311. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,311 is approved.
Thank you, counsel.